I'm Virginia Prescott, and one of the things we love about producing Word of Mouth is encountering interesting sound every single day. We scour record bins and rare tape and the web for the work of independent composers and producers. We find random podcasts, and we discover pieces of music to use for what we call tags and bumps. We have so much fun sharing these bits of lost and found sound among ourselves that we wanted to pass it on to you. So we started a monthly segment that we're calling Overheard. We've got the entire Word of Mouth crew around the table, Logan Shannon, Molly Donahue, Taylor Quimby. Maureen McMurray is cueing the sound for us. So with that, let the wild rumpus begin. Taylor, we're going to start with you. What have you got?
Okay, so my special piece of sound, April is National Poetry Month, and so we did a little segment at the end of one of our shows where we wanted to play a poem that would rope in sort of people who don't love poetry very much. And so we picked this funny poem by Billy Collins. It's called Flame. It is about a deranged Smokey the Bear going into the woods and setting it afire with a can of gasoline. So it's very non-poetry-ish. But while I was doing research, I found this video of a three-year-old kid reciting by memory a Billy Collins poem called Litany.
Wow.
So we don't know his name. It's posted by his mom, but here it is.
It starts Litany.
Litany by Billy Collins. You are the bread and the knife, the crystal goblet and the wine. You are the dew of the morning grass and the burning wheel of the sun. You are the right apron of the bake.
It's okay.
The marsh birds sunny in flight. However, you are not the wind in the orchard, the plums on the counter, or the house of cards, and you are singing not the pine-scented air. There is just no way you are the pine-scented air. It is possible that you are the person.
So that is my adorable piece of found sound.
I'm gobsmacked. How does a little kid remember all that?
And that's like, I think the whole video, it's maybe like a minute 50, and he's playing with toys while he's reciting this poem. That was him when he laughs
for
a second.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
He knocks a toy to the ground.
I have to say, I've heard a lot of people recite poems in my life, and not many people are actually good at it. And I mean, I get the point that this is cute and like, oh my gosh, how is he reciting the poem? But the thing that sort of shocked me was he did it really well.
Yeah.
That was actually an excellent reading of a poem. And that's the thing that's like most shocking to me.
Hmm. Okay, well, who wants to go next? Who wants to follow up that little cute kid audio?
Well, mine's not cute at all, so maybe I should.
Oh, Maureen does.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have one thematically that may go with this.
Oh.
So my pick is actually from the Johnny Cash children's album. He produced a children's album in 1975, which I got because I have a little girl and some of the children's music is pretty bad, so I thought Johnny may be able to help out. It was recorded in 1975, and there's a track on it called Old Shep, which was written in 1933 by Red Foley. Now, keep in mind, this is a children's album. The song begins, it's about a boy and his dog and their, you know, wonderful relationship, and then this happens.
But Old Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. Now the years they roll by, and Old Shep, he grew old. His eyesight at last, it grew dim. Then one day the doctor looked at him and said, I can do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun and I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. But I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish they would shoot me instead.
Kids album.
Like Old Yeller.
Oh my goodness.
Now Old Shep is
Johnny
gone,
Cash just can't shade the truth no matter what he does. It's all
and
real.
And no more on this earth will he roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home.
The ending isn't bad.
Yeah.
The part about I wish that they'd shoot me and I can't play that for my daughter. It's so heavy.
Well, you can now. She's not gonna know what that means.
I know, but man.
And you know, they don't totally know. My I don't know if this story is appropriate for radio, but my son, who is 4, has been talking about our dog, who is 11, and said, "When Angel dies, can we get a turtle?" So, I mean, you know, you got to teach them about death sometimes.
I guess so.
There's a lesson in there.
Yeah, that's my depressing pick.
My pick is also actually a song about a dog. And this is from George Coleman. He's an outsider musician, recorded in 1968, known as Bongo Joe. So let me tell you about him. He was born in Florida, I guess, in 1923, so a long, long time ago. And he made his way to Houston like so many people did. It was called Baghdad on the Bayou back in the day. So many African Americans moved there for work. And he was a would-be jazz musician, had no money for a kit, so put together an old oil drum and plays it with mallets. People in Houston actually have spoken to people who said they remember him riding around on his moped with a 55-gallon Texaco, you know, Chief oil drum on the back. And he was a street performer. And I guess Chris Stranowitz from Arhuli Records saw him on the streets in 1968 in San Antonio and decided to make an album with him. So we can hear some of this. Oh yeah, the song is called Innocent Little Doggy.
What is that we see trotting down the street? None other than Innocent Little Doggy. Ain't it cute?
Sounds like it belongs on the next Wes Anderson film soundtrack.
It does.
Wagging his tail in every direction. Up, down, in and out, round and round. He's the cutest little creature. Hush, hush!
Now, I gotta say, like Old Shep, this does not end well. Innocent little doggy gets hit by a truck, thrown in a ditch. That's what's interesting about this guy. I mean, all right, it's very satirical. His songs are very, very cutting. Really, but, you know, you can hear the music is actually quite complicated. It's unhinged. I mean, it's like about man's inhumanity to man. It's about the cruel way that we treat each other. And then there's a song called Transistor Radio where, you know, this guy is robbing people at gunpoint for their transistor radio. It's all about greed. But it's an amazing record. And apparently, Arhuli made a CD of it a couple of years ago. And I don't know how well it sold, but, you know, it's kind of become big with the hipsters, you know, the LP people. And every once in a while, there's a run on this record.
Pointed it between the eyes, county clerk. All right, brother.
Is this Transistor Radio?
I think so. They all sound somewhat alike, I gotta say.
They really?
Shut up, no. Then what? I want that Transistor Radio.
That Transistor Radio.
Then I went down to police headquarters. Through that same 45 between the eyes of the chief jailer. Ah, don't shoot, don't kill me. Here's the key, let every man in there out. I don't give a damn.
It's pretty impressive on the percussion.
Shut up, no. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Bongo Joe.
Cool. I like it.
The whole Word of Mouth crew is here sharing our monthly audio picks. I just shared mine. It's from the outsider musician Bongo Joe. So, Molly, what have you got for us today?
So, my piece is from a couple weeks ago, where I noticed that the Outside In podcast was getting mixed up with the Outlander podcast.
Outside In, we should say, is NHBR's new show, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And Outlander, which is a show which a zillion people watch.
Right, exactly. Easy to mix up. I don't watch Outlander, but I started listening to this podcast. And I'm going to have to annotate this clip as it plays. And it's in no way affiliated with the Starz show. I cut out their little disclaimer, so I'll say that now.
Outlander's set in Scotland. We should let everyone know.
These women are not in Scotland.
Welcome to the Outlander podcast, where the men are kilted, the women are winsome, and the whiskey is neat. Welcome to episode 131 of the Outlander podcast.
I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Outlander podcast, or segment, because depending on the length of this and
this
other
goes
episodes,
on for 46 minutes. Normally they're longer.
To another regular episode. We are going to do a whiskey pod, 100% featuring whiskeys by doers.
Doers Fine sent them Scottish. This. We they have so many sponsors.
This episode is sponsored by Doers. Well, I mean, yes.
It could not have happened without Doers.
Whiskey pods.
Well, are they just getting increasingly drunk?
No, I'm not trying to channel.
Wait for it.
Channel.
What the Sean Connery. Heck,
okay, let's be honest here. This is our second whiskey.
The first one didn't record.
So if you hear any...
Sorry.
They have 21,000 followers on Twitter.
Wow. That is... What a landscape podcasting has created. That's amazing.
Okay, Logan, over to you, Logan.
Mine has nothing to do with whiskey, but it does have to do with a baby at some point. So this is sort of an inception situation because I heard this piece of sound from a podcast, and that podcast was talking about another podcast. So recently, This American Life did an episode called For Your Reconsideration. And during Act Two, they featured the podcast Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People, which is hosted by comedian Chris Gethard. He's the host of that show. And basically what happens is he opens up the phone line. Someone calls him. He has to talk to them for a full hour. They can hang up if they want to, if they get sick of it, but he can't. He's in it for the whole hour. And so they did this one specifically because Chris was talking to this guy who's a little down on his luck. Like, he's not really living the life that he wanted to live. And so he's telling Chris his story. Chris makes him go back and start at the very beginning of his life. And he tells him that he was actually delivered into this world by Ron Paul.
Mm.
Yeah, so he was delivered by Ron Paul. His mother was released from prison so that she could give birth to him. So he's got kind of a crazy story. And the whole thing, my husband and I were listening to this in the car. And by the end of this, we were screaming at the radio because we were like rooting for this guy so much. But I just want to play a little part where the guy's explaining to Chris Gethard about how he came to be.
There was kind of a different guy I thought was my dad, some balding, redheaded redneck. But my dad was the guy my mom was married to before that.
Uh-huh.
They got married in high school in Montana, moved down to Texas, got divorced, then hooked up 10 years later at the fair.
At the fair?
Yeah, at the fair. And then that's where I came from. I was a carnival baby.
Hold on. You got to give me permission to laugh at the phrase carnival baby.
This is very personal.
Thank you so much. This is a personal story, and there's a lot of grim details to it. But you can't use the phrase, yeah, I was a carnival baby, and not expect me to laugh a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Now, when you say they hooked up at the fair, do you mean they saw each other at the fair, remembered their old flame, went back to one or the other's house and had a night of lovemaking to remember the old times? Or are you saying ran into each other at the fair, and then behind the Gravitron, you get conceived?
I think it's more the latter.
Oh, man.
So essentially, Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People is just such a great idea for a podcast. I love the idea of a random stranger calling this guy and him talking him through it. But this one in particular, the story, and I know why This American Life picked it, because it's just such an amazing story, is this guy that we've all been there. He's really having a hard time with life, and he knows he needs to change so many things about his life, and he's paralyzed by the fact that so much needs to change that he can't even change one thing. And so Chris spends the entire hour giving him the most amazing pep talk you've ever heard.
Word of Mouth producers Logan Shannon, Maureen McMurray, Molly Donahue, and Taylor Quimby with me there, offering our monthly audio picks for Overheard. You can find links to hear all of our choices for yourself. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And feel free to share interesting stuff that you've heard recently. You can just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio.